At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Off the ball.
GAA.
This is the first full year again of the new rules, and we kind of concentrated on that over the winter, how we could play it to our advantage, what we could do well. And as I said, we've got that consistency there in the league, which we've been striving for the last couple of years. And I think with the consistency, it brings confidence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast
with Viagra Connect 50 milligram film coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Right, pleasure to be joined by former Republic of Ireland international Andy Reid. We're here in TUD Blanchardstown. There's something pretty special going on, I suppose, in your life, I imagine, and as well as for a lot of the youngsters who are out kicking ball here today. You might just explain exactly what this behind us is.
Yeah, well, look, we've launched this new academy. It's been something that I've wanted to do for a long time. You know, obviously I'm very passionate about Irish football, as everybody can see, and I believe that I can make an impact and try and help. So we've launched the Andy Reid Elite Soccer Academy, as you can see here. And I suppose the first phase of it and the first part of it is the transition year course that we're going to run. And it gives the kids an opportunity, kind of 15, 16 years of age, to come out of school and to feel what it's going to be like to be a professional footballer for a year. Now, involved in that, they you know, they get the technical, tactical development, they get their individual development, but also a really important part of it as well is that they get the athletic development. So the athletic development, we've seen how the advances are coming in football, how quick, how strong, how powerful players are. We believe that we can make a real impact with that and help them along to be professional footballers. Alongside that, they get a great educational part of it as well. So they get qualifications that come from that as well, which is important. And I think one thing that I would like to kind of say is that we want to develop good footballers, but we also want to try and help develop good people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is sort of either intentionally or not coincided with the FAI's kind of TY program not continuing, really. So there is a gap, is probably a weird way to put it, but a little bit of a gap there for people at an age where the development is so important at 15, 16 years of age.
Well, look, I see it working at Nottingham Forest. I see how important these ages are. You know, when we, you know, over there, there's programs run where the kids come out of school and they come in and they spend the day, like a little bit like what we do, where there's education, there's, you know, a lot of gym work, athletic development, and then there's the football stuff. So the amount of contact hours that we can get with these players throughout the year, I think it's phenomenally important, and it's difficult to understate how important it can be for them. I do sometimes feel when we look at some of our younger players, they can, you know, when they play in some of the international games, I believe that technically they compete a lot, but the physical development, and you know, they need to kind of catch up a little bit. We can definitely help with that. So, you know, that side of it, and I suppose getting ahead of the game, for me is really important.
And we've already watched the first batch of TY kind of students come in here and do their do what you had to offer today, and we've got some footage we'll play over. But if you want to kind of run through exactly what was on offer today between the gym side of things, the small side of games, the testing as far as sprinting and speed and all that goes. Yeah.
Well, first of all, we got them in and there was an introduction. You know, it's important that, you know, they get to kind of know me. I think this is something that people may look at and go, well, Andy Reid's using his name here. This is something that I really believe in and something that I'm, you know, really invested in. So for me to be there today to kind of, you know, really introduce myself to them so they know who they're working with, I think is important. We then separated the groups. One group went into the gym and worked on counter movement jumps, where we have all the equipment. We can see how powerful they are. The lower body strength is really important, so that can give us a good gauge for where they're at. The other group went outside and we've done some sprint testing with them. So that's 5 meter, 10 meter and 40 meter sprints. Then we swap the groups over. So they both get to do both. This gives us a really key insight into where they're at. But it's also not really kind of for us to say, okay, he's too slow, he's not quick enough. This what it is so it gives us a gauge so we know how much of a game we can make. Sometimes it's the players who come in that maybe aren't as athletically developed that you can make the most gains with. So so it's not a kind of test to say he's the highest, he's the lowest. It's very, very individual based, and we believe that we can make them better from where they are. We then moved on to some ball manipulation. We then went into some 1v1 dueling, you know, where we could look at how players move, how they move their hips, can they manipulate the ball? And then on the other side of that, can they defend? Can they move the feet? What's the body shape like? What's the timing like? And this gives us a good gauge of character as well. Mm. Can they stand up to the challenge? Who are the ones that don't give up? And then we went into some small-sided games where we can see players' technical ability. We can see the clever players, the ones that come into the pockets. We can see the good defenders who are able to step in at the right time. So, we didn't have them in for an awful long time. But what we did when we had them in here, it gave us a great indication of where we need to go with these players.
Yeah, I suppose from looking on myself just on the sideline there for the hour or two that you were out there with the guys, you could see that there was some players who were kind of technically very sound, and then some other players who were physically ahead of their years, really. And I suppose your not job, but your aim, I suppose, is to not only bridge the gap between both, but like get the best out of both.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, the athletic side, the technical, tactical side are all very, very important. But us kind of motivating these players and making them believe that these can be top elite players. The players that we've seen out there today and the players that we want to take on the course, I mean, if you look at elite, it's on the badge, and it's purposely on the badge. Okay. We're aiming this at the top level players. We want to help some of these players become future senior international players. There's players out there today who have already played for Ireland at underage level.
Yeah.
We want them to be the next ones that really get to the top, and we see them playing at the Aviva and see them playing in the games like we've seen this week and being able to perform at a big level. And I think it really helps them. I think probably the other bit there that is really important for me to kind of state is that we've had great contact with all the League of Ireland clubs over the last 4 to 6 weeks, you know, since we launched this, and all have been very receptive to what we're trying to do. Now, for me, that's very, very important. I believe that there's some excellent coaches in Ireland, and I think there's some really good clubs developing good players in a good way. I don't want to work separately from them. I really want to work together. So in terms of individual development plans, athletic development plans, and we want to work really closely with the club. So in terms of, say, loading, if they've had too much game time and, you know, we know that we need to back off them a little bit when they come to us, that's fine, no problem. All our players will have GPS units every single day. You've seen the equipment that we've got here for the testing. Wearing the GPS units every single day helps us track the loading, so helps with injury prevention, but it also helps them, you know, how much can we push these players as well, because we want to push them so we know that that they're going to the limits.
Yeah, and it's as well, I was in the introduction you did at the start, and you mentioned about making players future internationals on both the men's side and the women's side too. We saw a picture of Andrew Mbembelele, Killian Phillips and Andrew Moran, who'd taken part in similar programmes or previous iterations of what this is. Just on the women's side of things as well, it's something that's noted an awful lot about the lack of sort of elite training that they get in that age between kind of, I know this is 15, 16, it's a little bit younger, but when they get to 17, 18, 19, so there's an opportunity there as well for women to get to get in as well, and young girls to get in.
Yeah, there is. We've got girls here today with us in this this group coming up. It's something that I'm actually really passionate about, and it's something that with this academy that we want to grow over the coming years. We know that women's football is expanding, it's getting better, and we want to support that, and we want to help that as much as we can. I work really closely with the women's side at Nottingham Forest as well, and you know, I'm always there to kind of, you know, to be there for support or advice or to help, and I've got great relationships with them. I want to make sure that continues, whether that's this year or whether that's moving forward. I want that the women's side of it to grow as we move. And I think it's probably important to say that this is not something that we just want to do for 1 year, for 2 years. This is something that I want to see right through 10, 15 years, so we can see players go full cycle in the men's and the female side.
And you mentioned there about wanting to work alongside the clubs in the League of Ireland specifically, and we know that there's going to be a lot more full-time coaches and within the academies coming forward, and that's sort of one of the reasons that they cited for removing this program. But obviously it leaves a gap, as I said, in the development at that age. How kind of impactful do you reckon, and how important could it be for you guys to work alongside the clubs when the full-time staff do come in?
Yeah, it's something that, and I consciously made the effort to ring around all the clubs, particularly in the Dublin area.
Not stepping on any toes or anything like that.
Well, it's not about stepping on people's toes, but I genuinely want to work with the clubs, and you know, they know that. And some of the meetings that I've had with the academy managers, and a couple of presentations, and a couple of conversations that I've had with them have been really important for me, because I can't stress enough that, you know, if they're working on a certain part of individual development at their club, and we've got that relationship, we can enhance that. Yeah. You know, if we know that somebody needs to get stronger in the lower part of their body, we can help with that. So this course only benefits the clubs as well. So, you know, we want to work with them, but it's definitely within their interests to work with us. So, you know, having that kind of joint approach to it is only going to benefit the player, and that's what I want to do. I just want to make sure that we can maximise the potential of these players' journeys, you know, wherever the starting point is. By the time they finish the course, we believe that they're going to be better players, physically more developed, and that they'll be better people as well.
Yeah, and on the League of Ireland clubs, like, there was an absolute array of different gear. You'd lads draw the gear, I saw Dundalk gear, St Pat's gear, loads of different stuff. So that kind of backs up your point about how willing the clubs are to kind of enable this.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it was really important for me when we spoke to them about the assessment day. We wanted them to come in the tracksuits, because I think that's important. That everybody understands that, you know, this is open to every single club. There's no favoritism at all. We want to help all the clubs develop. But to do that, we need to work together. And if we work together with the clubs, then we know that the players are going to get better. So so it's very, very important that we work together on that.
Just, you obviously mentioned you do a lot of work over Forest at the minute between the transition of players, I think, between the academy and the first team. It's obviously very difficult today. You've only had an hour or so with the lads, but between and the girls, but between... Not the difference between both, but is there, based off your eye test so far, is there a noticeable difference between maybe a 15 or 16 year old person who's come through the academies over in England and a 15 and 16 year old person that maybe you've come across today?
I think in some there's some similarities. I think there's some differences. You know, I think I look at I look at the technical ability of a lot of the players today, and I think there was some really good technical ability on show there today. You see some of the goals that were scored, you see how they manipulate the ball, how they can move the hips, which is really important in terms of changing direction and being able to manipulate the ball. But I still feel that we can make a really good impact in that. And I've been pushing for so long over in Ireland for us to really invest into the Irish market and really have our finger on the pulse with the players. Yeah. And I think that's what this will help with.
Yeah, and very quickly, you've been very kind with your time, and you're getting rushed out here at the minute. So I can't finish this without mentioning what's happened over the last couple of days. Heartbreak in Prague. You were on with us just beforehand, maybe just after actually as well, I think. And then obviously last night was a bit of a damn squib in the way it turned out. But if you've any kind of way of summing it up, how do you feel over the course of last week, where Irish football is the men's national team?
Yeah, I'm the same as everybody. I'm so disappointed at how it turned out, because I felt it was such a winnable game. You know, and then you see the Czechs going to be the Danes last night, and you think, you know, it could have been us. So it is kind of what if. But also, when the kind of the dust settles, we think there's a good, the great degree of positivity that we need to take. We need to support the national team. We need to kind of get behind them as much as we can, and hope that the last few weeks, I suppose probably since the Hungary game right up until the Czech game, gave us something to kind of hope for again. So more of that, please.
More of the same on that front. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Andy, thanks a million. And it's been great to spend a day here having a look at what's going on. So Andy Reid Elite Soccer Academy, I look forward to seeing how it progresses over the next.
Thanks for coming.
Off the ball. GAA.
This is the first full year again of the new rules, and we kind of concentrated on that over the winter, how we could play to our advantage, what we could do well. And as I said, we've got that consistency there in the league, which we've been striving for the last couple of years. And I think with the consistency, it brings confidence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.